I was approached last Christmas. We did a Christmas show down in London last year. And a kid called Will Tudor, he's a nice lad, writes for festivals.
Legend.
And he came up to me last Christmas, and we'd had a few beers, say the least, at the end of the show and stuff. And he just sort of had this idea that he said, look, there's a few people saying, would you have your photos taken with them? And I'm, well, we should be able to get, somebody will give you 20 quid to have your photo, and we'll give it to Sophie Charity. I said, yeah, that's a nice idea. And it never happened on the night. But bless him, he stuck at it. And he kept asking. So a few weeks ago, he'd phoned me up again and said, would we? And I said, yeah, of course, okay. So the idea was, if anybody wanted to pay some money, and the question would be, really, why, to have the photo taken with us, of course we'll do it. You know, it's not like we're...
It was a photo, free ticket to come in, it just got bigger, it was just a photo. And to us, we thought, yeah, 50 quid,
no,
we'll, if we could get 50 quid for that, that'd be brilliant. And it went to about 250.
Yeah,
about
we're at 250
days.
Quid on that, for somebody to have a photo. So we were like, oh, okay, that's interesting. So then it was, well, could probably get a few more quid here if we're not daft about it. So, you know, it was like, what was knocking around that could get chucked in for a raffle prize? And before we knew it, a lot of people...
It
just resonated with what was going on. And, you know, we've had countless bands, you know, your Line of Fires, your Evil Scarecrows, you know, bands like that have all stepped forward. Everybody's offering us gear, which is great. But, you know, we've had big lads like the Stereophonics, Iron Maiden are in there, Marshall Amps have donated, Andy Coppin at Download, the Earache guys have put a huge prize in. And suddenly everybody was giving us goodies. So now we've got a huge raffle going for all these prizes, which is great. And you know,
should have seen the panic going off behind the scenes.
It's just money raining
shit,
at the moment.
How do we do this?
So that was all going. So it's just got bigger. And basically where it's got to, I mean, fundamentally, it's, you know, this could have been, it's us at the moment, but it could have been anybody who'd have been good enough to do this. But the idea was just raise some money for the charity, because really what the charity is about is the education message. And therefore they need money to be able to go into the schools and the colleges and wherever they're going to go and do it. But that just helps them do what they do, because they don't charge when they go into the schools to carry on the message of the legacy and so on. So the money was really about that. But actually what they're telling us, which is just fantastic, is the exposure that we're getting now, because this is rattling around the metal community now and the punk community. Like, you know, Twitter's alive with it, Facebook's alive, which is just brilliant. So the exposure the charity is getting now is just literally, they told me the other day, they had more emails in one day than they get in one month, just based off the back of what's happening. So actually the awareness, and it's too easy to forget. So that's really what it's been about. And it, you know, as a band, it resonates with us, because, you know, it's where we all came from. Bacup, where the murder itself happened, is only 10 miles from where I live, so it's a personal one for me. We've done the Sophie stage at Bloodstock, so it was important to us from that point of view and so on. And I was saying earlier on as well, you know, this is where I have a problem. I think what it is my daughter's 15 now, so my daughter's into that point where she is starting to experiment. And so, you know, as a dad, you want it to be a safe haven there as well, don't you? Because it's my daughter and so on, as Chris had wanted for his daughter and so on. But actually, it becomes really, for me, where's the line of difference? Everybody says the Sophie murder was, you know, she was murdered for daring to look different, you know, and you know, that kind of strap line. Well, actually, I mean, the truth is, okay, you know, she was a goth, but, you know, when we were her age, you know, we looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's the truth, honestly. You know, and we probably still do. But, you know, what's different? Is it, you know, us lot in here tonight? Was it Sophie then? Is it, you know, a soldier coming back who's just lost his leg to an IED? Is it a woman walking down the street with a burqa on? You know, tell me what's different. And that intolerance is there across all those things. So the pitch is a lot bigger than actually, you know, the singular thing that's going on. So you know, we it's been a really important one, actually. It's been, and I think the one that will sort of drive it home. And I think, you know, I'm not saying it's going to be easy for anybody when it actually happens, but Adam, her brother's coming to the gig. And I've spoken to him a few times. And now he's going to come on stage and he's going to say some words. One, he won't find it easy. I don't think we will. The audience certainly won't, but it's probably the right place to say it, isn't it?
I think the thing for me was these, you know, we do a lot of equality stuff at work, you know, against, you know, race or religion and sexuality and stuff, and nothing really apart from the Sophie Foundation, really kind of covers what we're what's close to us. You know, I haven't really got any association with the protected characteristics, I suppose. You know, I'm not religious and I'm not transgender, as far as I'm aware, and and the rest of it. So it's the only one thing that I can kind of latch onto, and hopefully that will become one of the protected characteristics of equalities, that people can look different and be accepted for looking different. And you know, sort of working somewhere where I work in Ashfield in North Notts, most people look very similar, and it's good to have a bit of diversity in there, and especially around people who just look a bit different.
It's a good one. It is, you know. I think from what they've said to me, you can speak to anybody from this community, can't you? You know, the metal kids, the goth kids, the punk kids. Everybody knows the Sophie story. But the guys over on the merchandise stalls here, because they were selling the Sophie wristbands, were saying so many people going there didn't know the story. And that already shows there's an element of, you know, today's news, tomorrow's fish and chip wrappers. You know, it's happening already. And that's in our own community. So you know, why should anybody outside of, you know, this community know anything about it, and they're not going to. So it's hugely important, really.
I mean, it's been an eye-opening just how many people have really got involved with it so easily as well. I mean, sometimes you have to sort of like push people to get involved with these things. Nothing. I mean, the stuff just started flooding in. So it just shows that it does resonate with a lot of people outside, just what we were trying to do. It turned in from something quite small to, I mean, it's not a Live Aid type thing by any stretch of the imagination, but the amount of people that have got involved so quickly with it is staggering.
I think the thing is also we kind of think ourselves a bit of a minority, but I don't think we are. There's a programme on tomorrow night after Homeland on Channel 4, like a rock world thing with Alice Cooper on, and I was having a look at it, and it was saying like a quarter of all music is rock metal orientated. So, you know, that's fucking loads of us. You know, all the music out there. One in four of us like metaler, so it's a big audience, and if people don't know about it, let's try and get it out there a bit.
I can't tell you how many stories I've heard. You know, we've only been doing this, you know, 3-4 weeks that we've really been involved in this. But the amount of stories that are banding around, you know, I was speaking with the guys at Rock City, because I was playing the show there, and said, look, can you just tweet it? I don't want prizes, I don't need tickets, I just need messaging. You know, can you get it out on Twitter and such like for us? Which they just jumped in there. Straight away, the story was, their press girl was getting married in the summer, her boyfriend was, you know, drum earrings, however he looked, whatever, just got knocked about the day before his wedding, and so all her, you know, all their wedding photos are just in black and blue. So, and you know, that's forever, isn't it, that stuff? So you just suddenly talk to somebody and this comes out and they say, yeah, we'll get straight behind that because of, and I've just heard this, you know, every time I've spoken to somebody, and there's a story there, so
yeah,
got to keep it going, got to keep the message going.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much.
You're really welcome.